99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a couple from our question. It is a National Pass Gas Day. Our question, tell us about the epic fart. Some of these from the text, some of these from our YouTube channel there, KISW Rock. Says, guys, a 7th grade PE class, co-ed, gymnastics. Doing my routine at the very end of my gymnastics routine that I was being graded in, I had to do a power handstand. And as I did my power handstand, I let out the biggest, loudest fart ever. I get an A+.
All right.
For my routine. Yeah, the extra plus was for the extra effort, she said. Guys, not sure many of you men can relate, but farting while getting a Brazilian wax is a new level of humiliation.
Wow, man. That is bad.
You're ripping and you're ripping.
I'm assuming it's from the pain.
Or just the fact that you got your legs up in the air and spread, probably, to be able to get in there.
But I feel like you could hold it then. But when you're in extreme pain, you know what I mean? That if you have to fart, you're going to fart.
Guys, being paralyzed, I don't always know when I need to fart. So I was at the movies, and at the most dead silent part of the movie, I leaned over to get pressure off my ass, as I do every 20 to 30 minutes or so, ripped one of the loudest farts. It was so damn funny. There are definitely perks to this in life. That from Crippled Jeremy. God.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't feel anything below wherever chest, yeah. You know?
He's got to be easy to find, though. All right, man, you're going to be... Look, I'm going to get there late. You're going to meet my buddy Jeremy. How do I know what he looks like? He goes by Crippled Jeremy. Just trust me.
Well, right? Even if you know... Well, Jeremy, even if you don't know when you're going to fart, does that also mean you don't know when you're going to use the bathroom?
I would think that they're connected, right?
Yeah, you would have to. Guys,
what are you thinking?
No, you're right. I'm just thinking about, like, you're like, he's easy to find. It's like,
he goes by Crippled Jeremy.
We've met him plenty of times. Yeah. He comes and stuff. I think he does roller... it's not basketball. It's some sport.
What's that? There's another big one. Is it like rugby?
I think he's the rugby.
Do you know what's big in?
Yeah.
You know what's big in DC? Apparently, I read an article about it today. Roller boxing.
Really?
Oh yeah. Huge article on Fark.
Like people in wheelchairs?
Yes.
But how close can you?
They're close.
Really
they're beating the hell out of each other.
Are they specialized wheelchairs? I'm just saying, because if we're needed,
it looks like an athletic wheelchair that you would use if you're doing a marathon or if you're doing basketball or whatever the deal is.
Because I wonder, instead of weight class, I'd almost do it by arm length class.
Yep.
Right, like Ted, you're right, considerably stronger than I am, but I have better reach. So if we're knee-to-knee, I'm going to be tagging you all day.
I got to look this up.
Yeah,
I was in upper management at Safeway, and my favorite time of the year was Thanksgiving when the aisles are completely packed. I had to stock the canned good aisle a few times at night, and I would relish in the fact that I had a captive audience for my farts. All bent over, squatting to track the rack the shelves. There was a constant rumble. People would audibly gasp and mention how someone pooped their pants. Meanwhile, I'm red in the face, trying not to erupt in laughter and push out more toxic fumes. Love you guys. And one more. I have felt sick many times listening to the men's room over the years. Listening to these conversations, I think this is the sickest that I've ever been.
Really?
So in 20 years, we've accomplished
this. This one.
Right.
It's just farts, man. We've definitely done worse shows than this.
Just real quick. I mean, the biggest thing with this wheelchair boxing, it's like when you want to move, you got to put your hands down.
Yeah, yes. So don't move.
Right, this guy's kind of stuck in the corner, and he's trying to move, but...
Oh, he can move back a little. There's not much room in there.
It's yeah.
Bam. Look out. See? It's crazy.
Now I'm just watching, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, they're throwing good punches. There's a snap on it. But also seem hard... Sorry.
Well, how do you know you're not? How do you know you're knocked out? I mean, you knock the person over in the wheelchair.
I was going to say, it would seem hard to generate that much power, too, as a lot of it is kind of
twerking
your body and moving your hips.
Well, there's no body shots. Obviously.
Well, good point.
You know?
Yeah, it's all face,
man. You only have to defend one thing, and that's your head. Okay, time for a birthday email from the men's room, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Got one birthday today.
Oh.
Pacholos, can I get a medley of fish sandwiches and a big old bong rip for my best pal, Grandma Derek, on his 31st birthday? He's been my best pal since middle school, and when he woke me up 5 minutes after class got out. We're a common law marriage, it seems, with how much we've been through together. Thanks, bitches. Have a great day. That from Alex, the ADH dork.
Can I get a filet of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You want your fish
with the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Oh, fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are
some
you sure?
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Rob. A couple extra emails. Our question yesterday was about what got on you or what got in you.
Mm-hmm.
Says, guys, when I was working as an emergency room tech, I had to help an older gentleman change from his clothes to a gown. Now, he had this skin condition that made him look and feel like an alligator.
Nice.
When I helped him peel his shirt off, a skin flake with the size and consistency of a cornflake flew into the air like a pregame coin tossed and landed in my mouth.
Oh!
Where you would tuck some dick. I've dealt with blood, pus, urine, vomit, poop, everything else, but that absolutely sucked the most. Cheers on your show, Reaching Drinking Age, guys. That from Ryan.
That is so gross,
God
man.
Damn. That's something. What makes you feel old, fellas? Catching up on your question via the Odyssey app. What made me feel old was when me, my wife, and my son were taking a tour of an aircraft carrier. Me and my wife were checking out some of the cool stuff on the boat and looked back at my son, who was stopped and staring at the wall. I go to get him, and he points up to a landline telephone and asks, "What is that?" That was 10 years ago.
Damn.
Love the show. That from Troy. Well, if you don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't know what a phone ring used to sound like, you'd be like, what in the heck is that, right?
I mean, you can put it onto your cell phone, but I don't know that the younger generation knows that that cell phone ring is just the ring of a phone.
I use it for my alarm.
That makes sense. It's irritating.
It is very, yeah, it's very irritating.
And it's amazing. That's what we grew up with. But you never slept through a phone call. If the phone rang anywhere in the house, the entire house woke
Dude,
up.
We had our rotary phone so long before we even got a touch tone phone. The one with my cousin, same thing. He was like, I don't know how this works.
Have you seen kids try to figure out the rotary phone?
It's
awesome. I mean, it's just, and look, I get it. You would not think you have to spin something, but they just kind of stick the finger in the hole.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you do? It's like, dude, you got to roll that thing out. That's why you hated calling 800 numbers back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? Radio stations would be like, hey, be the first to call the 1-800-999 and zik. You liked anything with ones and twos.
Yeah.
Those are the quick and easy ones, you know?
Okay, what else we got here? Oh, let's see here. Sickness. Old Pachola's by far the sickest I've ever been. Had a happy or not twist. Went to a concert in San Jose State University to see the Deftones. They opened up for Slipknot that night as they were ramping up for a tour. Awesome show, love it. Slipknot was such a pleasant surprise live. Most sound I've ever had coming at me at once. However, during Duality, I was frolicking in the mosh pit after many, many beers and got side-checked and my body was rocked. When I landed on my left leg, I felt the snap of a piano wire in the leg with a fiery pain of 100 suns as my ACL splintered into 100 pieces. Even through the Coors fog, I knew something bad had happened. That was a Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, my knee was the size of a grapefruit. I was able to see a doctor Monday, who confirmed that my ACL was gone. But he said I also look like ass. So he swabbed me on the spot and came back to the room with a mask to inform me I had no ACL and I had the swine flu.
Oh, geez.
That was easily the sickest I've ever been, absolutely blowing out both ends while limping for 4 days. Close as I've been to dying, but would have been worse if I'd not been seen for the doctor by because of my knee.
Yeah.
Good times. Thanks. Love you guys. That from Scott. And two more. Let's see. Guys, want to give you a shout out for your Ola Days beer, the Holiday Porter. I'm a bartender at Cooper's Food and Drink in Lacey and have been super stoked having the Ola Days on tap. Being a brand new restaurant and bar, it's tough getting the word out and drawing a crowd. But having a local beer on tap, especially one with your name on it, helps a lot. People do love the Men's Room, so it's a very easy sell. Especially with a plate of our awesome wings or fresh-made flatbreads.
Okay.
Give us a shout-out. Definitely come on and throw back a pint or three and get some wicked good food. Take care, bitcholas, and Happy New Year. That from Tati, bartender extraordinaire, Mr. Jordan. And one more. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday break. Just enjoyed some day drinking with the Oladay's Holiday Porter.
Nice.
At the Woodinville Black Raven location.
Nice.
Had to get a growler. It was so good to go home with as well. Good times, a great beer. That from Shannon.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, Tyler, who sucks less? Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you haven't liked the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. Let's just get to it. You might remember this story from Monday. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this one, but a United States Postal Service driver in Florida, he's facing criminal charges for trying to run over a 10-year-old after he saw the 10-year-old was riding a scooter with a package that he had just delivered. Now, the boy was bringing the package to a neighbor's house after it was dropped off at his home by accident. But 41-year-old William White Jr., he's accused of trying to hit the 10-year-old while he was riding a scooter with the package. Now, White dropped off the package at the wrong address. The kid saw the package was meant for a different address. So the kid, he grabbed the package, placed it on his electric scooter to take it to the correct address. Just trying to be a decent young man. Well, White saw the boy with the package and thought that he was attempting to steal it. So he drove his USPS vehicle toward the child, managed to run over the scooter, narrowly missing the boy and causing the kid to injure his ankle while they tried to get out of the way. Well, the child was able to get into a nearby yard prior to the scooter being hit. But White then grabbed the scooter from underneath his vehicle, and placed it on the truck. And then White started driving away while the boy's parents came outside to confront him. He allegedly yelled at the boy before leaving. Now, White was questioned about the incident several days later, and he was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, petty theft because he took the scooter, and criminal mischief.
Jesus.
And look, man, I get if you're a postal worker, you don't want the porch pirate thing. But again, it is a 10-year-old child. And even if the kid had stolen the package, running them over with a mail van, that's not the right course of action.
And I don't care if you're a parent or not, and you live in a neighborhood. You might not know every neighbor, but if you're a kid and you play outside and you play in that neighborhood,
you probably recognize
you know
that.
Every name. You know every you might not associate them with all the time, but sure. You know exactly who lives where.
And either way, the kid, they just want to take the package to the right house. But we move on. We have a couple, both in their 30s. They've been married for 3 years. They had two young children together, but their life was turned upside down last winter when the husband sadly was diagnosed with a rare liver disease called primary biliary cirrhosis. Anyway, the doctors informed the man that without a suitable liver transplant, he only had about a year left to live. Well, doctors discovered that the patient's wife was a suitable donor, and it seemed like a miracle that occurred. But the man's happiness was short-lived as the wife informed the doctors and her husband's family that she'd suffered from a, quote, pathological fear of needles and sharp objects and could not go to the surgery to donate part of her liver. Again,
part of it.
Just need part of her liver.
I was going to say, she can't live without a liver.
Yeah, they're not going to say, don't think they just need part of it because it will regenerate itself. Her husband has a year left to live. It is a serious condition. She is compatible, like 95%. Like, you can't ask for a better scenario, except that she says, yeah, man, I'm scared of needles and sharp objects. I can't do the surgery. Well, when all seemed lost, a brain-dead donor was found. The husband underwent a successful liver transplant. But that's not the end of the story, you see, because following his recovery, the man Ben began investigating his wife's fear of needles and sharp objects, and he discovered that she had undergone an appendectomy and several blood tests without any issues, both of them requiring needles and sharp objects. Well, the woman admitted that her so-called phobia was actually more of a deep fear of complications during the surgery that could potentially leave her children without a mother. And the explanation, not enough to appease her spouse, he filed a lawsuit against her, accusing her of malicious abandonment and ignoring her marital duties. Well, the story sparked a heated debate online, but the court ended up siding with the wife, arguing that organ donation, in her right, it is a personal matter of personal bodily autonomy, cannot be considered an obligation, even between spouses. But the ruling also acknowledged that the woman's refusal was based on reasonable concern for the well-being of her children.
I'm assuming he divorced her.
I don't have that follow-up, but I would think so. I would think so.
I feel like once you sue your wife, it kind of leads towards divorce.
I would think. Yeah, you're kind of at the point of no return. And now we go to Florida, where four Polk County detention deputies, they resigned, along with three supervisors who were suspended after it was discovered that an inmate that they believed was sleeping, well, they were actually dead. So the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they said the detention deputies obviously neglected their duties, but they were responsible for routine checks on inmates. That, according to S.E. Ward, S.E. Ward was the inmate who was housed in the jail's mental health facility when she died. Now, they indicated that she was sleeping on multiple occasions, when the investigation later determined she was dead, and that's why she was sleeping so much. Now, the detention deputies, they did resign before they could be fired. Three supervisors were suspended without pay for 3 weeks for failing to ensure compliance with our general orders, blah, blah, blah. Now, an autopsy did determine that her cause of death was something I cannot even remotely pronounce, but it is a heart disease. And they said it's for many years of drug and substance abuse and an unhealthy lifestyle. There's no evidence that the of physical trauma or that the deputy's negligence contributed to her death. So they're not suggesting that they contributed to her death just over the course of a few days, like, ah, yeah, man, she's sleeping. Only to find out she's dead. So again, the three stories. We have the... A mail truck driver in Florida who saw a 10-year-old who he believed was stealing a package, so he tried to run the kid over in the mail truck. We have the woman, the story's out of South Korea. We have the woman who said, I know I'm compatible with my liver to help you live longer than 1 year, but I got a problem with needles and sharp objects, only to find out later that she donates blood and has had an appendectomy, so she can get past that. And finally, the four Polk County detention deputies. It basically said that the sleeping that the dead inmate was just sleeping.
How long had it been since they checked on her?
A few days, but they don't give an exact count.
All right, Ted, I'm going to say the U.S. Postal Service driver sucks the most because he tried to run over a 10-year-old kid. Now, as far as who sucks less, I do agree with the judge as far as a person's right to donate part of their body is their right.
Absolutely.
Even if it's their spouse. Whatever the deal is on that. Obviously, they should not probably be together.
I think her reasoning is what, but I mean, they're right. Yeah. Like, it's my organs. I can do whatever I want.
I doubt she likes her husband that much. She's probably just tired of him at this point.
Obviously. So, she's going to let his ass die.
But the woman's dead. The detention deputies, yes, they should have gone in and checked on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they should have done all that, but they were not responsible for her passing.
Correct.
They just did not do their job.
Yeah.
So in this instance, I'm going to say the four detention deputies in Florida suck the least.
Yeah, but I mean that's their job.
Well, they couldn't revive her. All they could do is go, "Hey, she's dead." And
but that's part of your job.
But part of the checking is like, maybe she was making sounds or something. You know what I mean? Like to just walk by itself for 4 days.
Yep.
Or however many. If it's more than a day, I mean that's just not their job. Their job is to check on people.
Yep. Yeah.
And if they don't show up, you would get in trouble. So that one's pretty bad. But I'm with you. I think this lady sucks.
Organ donation lady.
Yes.
She's right. It is her choice. What bugs me about her, then just say that. Or say, look, I want you to die, but I don't have to murder you now.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
That's all. I'm just not doing it.
But it's,
I don't feel comfortable
doing
it.
Scared of needles, blah, blah, blah. Then it's like, you got an appendectomy and you donate blood. I mean, like, what?
And it was a random disease. Like, I could see maybe.
It was a really bad liver disease, but they said, look, man, you got this. It sucks, but you got a year left to live.
I mean, the only thing I could figure is that if it was just something he did on his own, he was at the bar every night and got and she was like, you did it to yourself, but it still seems pretty harsh. You have children together.
Yeah.
You're not donating your whole liver, part of it.
And the thing is, you know, they try to find all these donors. When they finally tested her, they realized like, oh, you're 95% Matt. How perfect is that? Like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
So, but I am with Miles. At the end of the day, it's her liver.
It is.
Yep. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You're listening to the Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's currently a new candy in development, a lollipop with a bone conductor that will play music in your head while you enjoy it.
Do you like that idea?
I can understand why it's cool.
I mean, I like the idea in the sense that it can be done, but I don't know that that's a product I'd want. It'd be a novelty I try once, at least.
Right. I understand it.
And do we know what the music is, or is it something...
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it to the point to where I know, is it running your Spotify, or is it one of those... Remember those toothbrushes that had it where it would play whatever friggin' song? So I don't know if it's one of those where it's like it's a preloaded thing, or if we can attach something to it.
I wonder if the tech is going to be like, look, so these lollipops, they've been out for 3 years at this point. They're no longer exciting, but hey, we signed with Taylor Swift. So if you get the Swifty Pops, you know.
Correct.
All of your favorite frickin', they would sell out in a heartbeat. Yes, they would.
Swifty Pops.
Just eat the lollipop.
That's my fault. But, you know, if people can hear me. Well, my thing is, how much of the song do you get to? Because, like, if I have a blow pop, I'm trying to get to that nasty-ass gum in the middle.
So sure.
I'm taking that bitch down quick, so I'm only going to get... a minute and a half of the song, but it's one of those kind of big, ugly ones.
Or is it like a Jawbreaker on a stick where you could actually listen to a whole album? Like, you just got Dark Side of the Moon.
And try to suck that thing down. Yeah.
Boy, that would be a trip, dude.
That would be cool.
Just do a little bit of gardening and then grab one of those guys just listening to the Dark Side. Like, wow.
Yeah, I just think lollipop is... If you're already enjoying it, give a kid a lollipop. They're already happy. Like, I just don't see the need for music.
Hey, look, man, I don't normally travel with music, say on the light rail. And everyone's got their headphones on or scrolling their phone. But instead of that, I just got a lollipop in my mouth and I'm rocking out. No headphones. Yeah.
Can't hear a thing you're saying. Get a lollipop.
Right.
Sorry, man, I can't hear you. I'm sucking on a musical lollipop.
Sometimes on the light rail, I'm not even listening to anything. I just leave my headphones in.
I've done that on the bus many times just so people don't talk. And the one time I did have them, I'm kind of blasting music. This guy sits down next to me, no big deal. Taps my leg. I pull the headphones off. I assume he needs something or whatever. What are you listening to? My exact response was, quote, no. Put my headphones back on. I'm like, really, man?
I don't know why that's a thing.
You're going to interrupt someone to ask them what they're listening
to. Right. This is not let's meet people. Go to the bar.
I'm wearing headphones, minding my business.
Oh, wait, there's more. The FDA has approved a patch that men can adhere to and said mild electric shocks to the perineum.
The gooch?
Is that for sexual pleasure or is that just to stimulate the area?
Why do you need it stimulated if it's not sexual?
It's a little bit of both because some of it is sexual pleasure, and I think I did read a little bit in there to where it was dysfunction.
Mm. Yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Might help stimulate.
You're increasing blood flow.
Okay.
So think electric stim if you're injured.
No, I got you. I was just thinking when it comes to my perineum, I'm like, just leave it alone.
That's why cyclists sometimes have a difficult time in the bedroom.
I'll tell you what.
Really? All the pressure from the seat.
Yeah. You know what, man? I might get one of those just to wear during the show.
Golly. Is that the next challenge?
Brother, yes. If we can't, look, just, I don't know what it does exactly. They can tell me what the effects are supposed to be, but I don't know what it does, but I'm going to hook this thing up.
Well,
it's on my gooch. I'm doing the show. And look, maybe it's distracting. Maybe it's awesome. Maybe it's relaxing. I don't know. But yeah, I say we do the perineum challenge.
She, Taryn, whenever she does that, the ride for MS.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, a couple days after that, man, her gooch is just wrecked from just sitting on that seat.
Sure.
You have to get off the seat when you're riding. But it's hard to remember to do that all the time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because if you're doing like what she does, 26, 50 miles.
50 miles,
whatever
man.
The deal is, man, you got to sit down every once in a while.
Right.
Are you in for the perineum challenge?
I'm looking at you. The thing about it is that the main focus of this particular patch was that it was an adhesive that didn't hurt to take off.
That is important.
So
that is a sensitive area.
Correct. So if we're doing this, we don't have this patch. So yes, it's going to be funny and ha ha. And then there's going to be screaming from the bathroom as we're taking it off.
Hey, man, I'm in.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
I'll do my headlines with it. We could do a game. Guess who's got it?
Who's wearing the zipper tickler?
The gazippet zapper. That was always my dad's term for it.
The gazipper?
The gazippet.
Gazippet?
Gazippet weren't there, your guts would fall out.
Yep. Jesus Christ. That is where he found the thing.
A new study on the effects of using weighted vests found that it can promote bone health and weight loss, but only if you use it correctly.
How do you use it incorrectly?
That was kind of my question. I think it was one of those where it's like, yeah, it can help.
It can help, but also can compress your spine pretty well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So people who rock, they have lower back problems and stuff like that, just based on the fact that you're putting all that weight and it's just pushing straight down, you know, into your hips.
It's also the new white girl fad.
I saw a comedian talking about this.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the new white girl fad?
Well,
it's just the neighborhood's got to be that safe. Because it's a white woman already jogging at night. She added extra weight.
So she doesn't mind. Like, that's how good of a neighborhood it
I'll
is.
I'll slow myself down.
Yes.
Another, what am I running from?
So if you got one and you jog, you're living okay.
That's right. Like the theory of like you see a white woman jogging during the day in your neighborhood. Good neighborhood. You see a bunch of grown adults just hanging out in your neighborhood during the day. Bad neighborhood.
Bad neighborhood, yeah.
Right, dudes. It's like, shouldn't they have jobs?
They should, yeah. Yeah, we should, yeah.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. And yet again, they are starting us off hard here for the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Because I give you guys a 5% success chance. Damn it, Ted. I never have to worry about you.
They got the zipper-zapper, yeah.
This is an adverb brought to you by the letter E, and it is used as a synonym of very and means to a high degree. An E word, which is an adverb, and it's used as a synonym of very and means to a high degree. Anybody have any guesses?
Exceptional?
Exuberantly.
I don't. Eminently.
Oh, all right.
Eminently. The thing is that when I read that, I was like, doesn't it mean like it's coming up? Like it's going to happen? No,
right, this is eminent.
Imminent.
But eminently.
With an I.
Oh.
Imminent versus eminent. The English language, kids.
They sound the same, but they're spelled. So this works better in written word.
Yes.
Why do we do that?
Because even they gave us a sentence for it. Yeah, I can find what the sentence is here that they gave us. Let's see. Our team came up with an eminently sensible plan to reduce waste.
Yeah, I would be confused by that.
And I feel like
I would interpret that.
I feel like I've kind of heard that context, and it clicked weird in my brain, but I just let it go.
Yeah, you thought there was a sloppy way of saying it's awesome.
Right. A study has been conducted on why suppressing laughter at inappropriate times almost always yields the opposite of the desired effect.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it's basically because you're not forcing the joke out. They said to think logically as you're trying to, if you really need to not laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I think as an adult, the last time I was in that situation, because most of the time I kind of don't care, it's fine. But there are certain situations you shouldn't. And it was my grandmother's funeral. Obviously, it's not funny. And sure. I was not feeling joyous in this particular occasion. However, she'd been going to the church for like 8,000 years, and so her friends that were still alive wanted to do some stuff, including this one woman who had to be 1 billion years old. She decided she was going to sing a hymn. And I don't think she ever could have sang. She certainly could not sing in her 90s, but she started belting out this tune, right? And it was just, it's so bad. Like, I didn't want to laugh, but it was so bad, and she was so into it, you know? She had a feeling. And me and my brother, like, both of our shoulders are kind of shaking. We're like, this is unbelievable. But then what made it really bad, my aunt was sitting in front of us, and she did one of those things. She turns around and looks at me and my brother, not angry, but with a look of like, what the F? And that made it worse. And now me and my brother, we're like dying. And this is my mother's mother. And now my mother's giving us the stink eye. She does not understand why we're laughing. My father gave me the look that says, I know exactly why you're laughing, but please don't, because don't make me laugh, because I got to live with your mom. It was bad. But by the time she was done singing, it wasn't really funny anymore, but we kind of saw the look of relief on everyone's face because we realized 90% of the people here were trying not to laugh.
When I was growing up, it was always my dad that was the enforcer, and it was my mom who kind of stated what the rules were, but she was never the hand. This one particular time when we were growing up, it was just my mom that was in the house. I don't remember what I had done, but you know, as a kid, when you do something that's bad, but it's funny in your brain, so you can't stop laughing, you get the church giggles, as it were.
Yeah.
I remember that my mom scolded me, she reprimanded me, and then she turned around to walk away, and I'm just thinking about how funny it is. I'm not trying to do this, but as she walks away, I go, as she's walking away, she whipped around and slapped me across the face. The only time my mom has ever put 5 fingers across my face, dude. I cried into my SpaghettiOs.
My son, when he gets really nervous, he kind of giggles.
Yeah.
I know this now. I don't know. And he does not get in trouble much. And he was maybe 6 years old. I don't remember what it was, but I kind of get up in his ass about something. Sure. Right? So he's, yeah. And you know, and you're getting enraged now. And so I stepped out of his bedroom for a second, because I'm like, and I walked to my wife. I'm like, you're going to have to suck his ass out of the carpet with a wet back because I'm about to kill him. She's like, why? And I explained it. She goes, no, listen. That means he is terrified right now. I'm like, wait. But she goes, no, whatever you're saying, it carries gravitas. I'm like, well, he's kind of ruining it.
Right. Like, that's not my...
I can't even take myself seriously because he keeps giggling.
We've been talking about it all day, but it is National Pass Gas Day.
It is.
So I decided, you know what? Let's learn.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this list comes to us via Mental Floss, and it is some fun fart facts.
All right.
They start by saying the world's oldest recorded joke was a fart joke.
Of course it was.
Dates all the way back to 1900 BC. And when they found that, the researchers at England's university found this back in 2008. And it's one of those, the problem is it doesn't sound like a joke. I don't know how they determined that this was a joke, but it just, it is something which has never occurred since time immemorial. A young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
That and, tells me that chicks just farted in her husband's laps all the time.
That's right. It just happened.
I think everybody stunk anyway.
Yeah, pretty right. much.
That's actually the reason for the bouquet for the bride.
Is that really?
Yes, because people didn't do a whole lot of showering back then. At least this is a theory that I've heard. People didn't bathe themselves all that often. So on their wedding day, because the bride didn't want to smell like a gut wagon, she would carry a bouquet of
flowers. Well, if there's one day where you are going to take that bath.
I know, right?
Jump in the stream or whatever you got. You know what I mean? That's the day to do it.
There you go.
She didn't want to smell like a gut wagon.
Gut wagon. That was another one of my father's isms. Everybody farts. If you've ever encountered one of those people who swears up and down that they don't fart, they're straight up lying.
Of course.
If you're a human being who breathes, you're a human being who breaks wind. Gas is essentially the byproduct of the air that you swallow, mixing up with the bacteria and other organic compounds in your large intestine, then finding its way out of your body via your rear end. Everybody farts.
Yeah. Everybody farts.
Everybody poops. Adults fart about how many times a day? Best guess. How many times a day do adults fart on average?
15.
30. Steve.
21.
Ted, you were the closest, but you went over 14 times a day.
Huh.
Typically, adults produce about 2 pints of gas each day, which sneaks or leaks out via an average of 14 farts a day.
I've been farting all morning long and came in here. Steve's like, hey, it's National Fart Day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It's not. You were celebrating early.
I know. I had no idea.
Who knows what it is that makes those farts stink?
Sulfur.
Correct. 99% of what constitutes a toot has no smell at all. It's made up of nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and methane, all of which are completely odorless. It's generally when sulfur makes its way into the mix, mainly via the foods that you eat. Think broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, dairy products, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Those things start to stink.
Okay, well, the rest of you eat the other stuff. Broccoli.
I do.
Cauliflower. Do you guys eat cauliflower?
What about hummus? That's a trigger
it's
for me.
It's got chickpeas, dude.
Yeah, chickpeas.
You just grind them up.
Yeah, they're terrible.
I mean,
yeah.
No, are they
it's
part
a
of the bean
smoothie.
Yeah, bean family.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It is like a bean smoothie.
It basically is, right? You're just dipping chips in there. Mmm, this is delicious.
I'm just saying, Steve, we've been subjected to your farts here in the studio. Yes. They've been bad. You don't want me to start giving you the same treatment. They're bad.
Are they that bad?
There's a reason why my wife is very mad when
Do you hold them if we have to? If we're doing the show? Do you just hold them? Come on, man. Just let one rip.
Is that why you walk around?
Yeah.
I know
there's nobody over there, man.
I know you're getting your steps in, but still.
I am. And you know what? Well, I've definitely... I have actually been over there answering phone calls, and I've stalled so that I didn't drag it in here. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy that.
I'm going to get a t-shirt.
Funny enough, though, they say
let Mike cook.
Let me cook. Some fun fart facts. It's impossible to hold in a fart. I disagree. No matter how sly you think that you may be, you cannot hold in a fart. Sure, they can rumble to the surface at inopportune moments, and you can often contort your body in certain ways to prevent the little guy from screeching out, but that gas will escape. Says if you're lucky, it will do so quietly and over an extended period of time to give you the best chance of not being suspected as the one who dealt it, but if you're not so lucky, holding in a stinker could force it to come tumbling out louder than it would have in the first place.
I've also heard that eventually it'll leave through your mouth.
Right, just bubble back up to the surface.
Not in the form of a fart, but it's like the gas needs to leave. You've made the conscious decision to keep plugging your ass, but the gas itself's like, all right, man, go through another orifice.
So to me, that factoid is a little bit misleading because, yes, you can hold in a fart. It's just that it's going to leave eventually.
The gas will leave, but because a fart, by definite, and not making this up, the word fart, what is it? To move wind from the anus.
Yes.
Or so that is the original definition of the word fart. So, yes, you can hold in a fart, but that same gas will leave your body via something.
Yes, exactly.
I was wondering, would somebody like burp sometimes and you're like, God damn, man. And it doesn't smell like food. It's not like garlic or onions, but it has that sulfur.
Ooh.
Like, were you holding a fart, man? Like, sir, were you holding a fart? Because you just burped and it smells like a fart.
You say bad burps. I was thinking about that Polish dog.
What, the one from Costco?
Yeah, like, I love them, but you burped up later. It's like, that's a Polish hot dog.
Mm-hmm. That was always the fun one when Uli would bring up some sausages up here.
Yeah.
You spend the rest of your day just
burping. And every time you burp, you're like, I taste sausage.
And it came from the bottom of your stomach.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Cucumber, again, best thing to re-burp.
Oh, hell yes, sir. Hell yes.
It smells fresh.
Farting can be a fetish.
It can be.
Sure. Okay.
Anything could be a fetish, Mike.
I know.
Well, how much did you say that guy made in Australia, or the woman?
So, well, the guy in Australia, so he works as a carpenter, but he supplements his income and taking the Australian pound to U.S. dollars, he makes like an additional $27,000 a year. But his, I don't know if his fetish, he makes fart videos. So it might be for comedic reasons or whatever. But there was a woman in Australia who works as an escort, and she specifically can get a higher dollar amount from the guys who just want her to fart on them. Like, that's definitive fetish.
Okay.
And she even said, like, look, it's weird. And as she put it, she's like, I've been in the game long enough now to know that I have certain clientele that want me to fart on them. Fine. I know who these guys are by name. But I need them to let me know in advance so I can do the right diet.
That's exactly what I was
going to
say.
She said, I've been in situations where I did not know that this client was into that, and they requested it, and they'll pay you money. But she's like,
someone can request that from either one of us after the show.
You know, and I've been farting all day.
Right.
It's like, but then it was game time.
I don't know if I can play.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to push too hard.
Yeah.
Fun fart facts. Gerald Ford blamed his farts
on the dog.
Secret Service agents.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fair.
And they just have to grin and bear it.
Pretty much. He said to have regularly blamed it on one of his Secret Service agents, very loudly saying things like, good Lord, was that you? Show some class.
No, Mr. President, and we both know it was not. No, sir, that was not me.
Oh, Lordy. There's no scientific evidence that links how loud a fart is to the smell.
I don't think there's any connection.
There's a reason why it's called the silent but deadly.
Generally, I feel like the louder ones don't stink.
No.
Yeah, and I don't know what. And that's always been my thing ever since childhood. Like, look, you can let everyone know that it was you who farted by making a lot of noise, and it does not stink. Or you can hedge your bets that they won't figure out it's you, drop a little air biscuit out there, but it's going to reek. And I don't know why that is.
Right. You're going to enjoy this one, Steve, but farts can be visible in cold air.
Oh,
well, like vapor coming
just
out
based
of your
on
mouth.
The heat.
We've all heard the stories or seen YouTube videos of people lighting a fart on fire. And yes, that is true that a lit flame and a gaseous toot can make for an explosive combination. But there's another fun science-y fart fact. If a person cuts the cheese in cold weather with their pants down, it would likely be visible in the same way that we can see our breath in cold air.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out there because it doesn't get that cold in Seattle.
Yeah. But I'm going to test that theory.
If you're in a restaurant and you have your deep freeze, all right, now we'll cover the food. Can I please walk into your deep freeze?
Can I just
drop my
pants
and fart just to see the vapor shoot out of the back?
I don't know what they did to the shrimp this time, but they're great.
Yeah.
And that'll leave you with this last and final fun fart fact, and it's nothing that you don't already know. We've said it over and over and over again. Your farts do smell worse in the shower.
Do they explain why?
The lack of clothing means that there's nothing to absorb the smell, and being in the shower means that you're in an enclosed space, so there's nowhere for that stink burger to go.
And the heat keeps the air down.
Plus, there's some evidence that all that shower steam can actually enhance your sense of smell, which all adds up to one serious potential bun shaker.
That's why if you ever fart in a pool, in a bathtub, in a hot tub, it is a concentrated bubble that it comes and pops right in your face. Instead of spreading out, and you're like, whoa, jeez, a whiz, man.
It hovers, dude.
Yeah, I try not to fart in the shower. It's just...
It's awful. I know. Every time you do it, like, I've gotten out of the shower and just been like, screw it, I'll get back in there.
I will not say which one of my children, both in the last couple of months, one of them was taking a shower. I don't know if they farted in the shower, but they definitely farted. They either farted while they're taking a shower, or they farted right after they got out while it's still kind of steamy. Because they had gotten out of the shower, they're drying off, whatever. I went in there just to take a leak. When I walked in, I'm like, oh my God, man. Like, it's in the steam.
Can we not? Got it. Let's see here. A bar in New Jersey had a piece of decor stolen, and you won't believe what it was, Miles.
What was stolen there?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast a gospel singer who you may not have heard of. He's a gospel singer and recording artist, nominated 8 times for the Grammy Awards. Unfortunately, he passed away yesterday at the age of 72. And Miles brought this story to me, knowing that I'm a big fan of music and whatever it might be. And this guy's his resume is actually pretty cool. So he died Tuesday of complications of kidney failure at a rehabilitation and nursing center in Sandy Spring, Maryland. Are you familiar with Sandy Spring? There's Silver Spring.
Yeah,
I think Sandy Spring is kind of near Silver Spring in that area.
Okay, that would make sense. Not that anyone listening cares, but thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, his songs, keep in mind, they were performed and recorded over the years by people you may have heard of. Oh, I don't know. Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, Destiny's Child, even Boys to Men. And Chaka Khan, she wrote on Facebook after his death, he opened up my whole world of gospel music. And again, that's from Chaka Khan. This guy carried a lot of weight. So he was a music pioneer in multiple ways at Howard University in Washington, where he graduated cum laude with a degree in music. He was a member of Howard's first gospel group, the Celestials, and he was also a founding member of the university's gospel choir. Anyway, passed away yesterday at the age of 77. I love this guy's resume, but really we're toasting him because his name is Dick Smallwood. That is really what it comes down to. Had he had any other name, you ain't getting a toast today. Still an impressive resume, yeah. But
to Dick.
Dick Smallwood. Yes, indeed. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat, you party in our tummies.
Down the hole, Abishola.
Okay, then. Let's get a contestant on line for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.